With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
68 degrees in Kansas City. It's Johnny Dare, Nikki Pace, T-Bone, Jake Gregg, and this son of a bitch is good-looking, rotten. The outside does not match the inside.
Oh, man.
Born October 17th in New York City and raised on Long Island, he dropped out of college to pursue a career in comedy, eventually working with the likes of Paul Mooney and Jerry Seinfeld. You've seen him on Comedy Central's Live at Gotham. He's acted alongside Kevin Hart in the movie The Wedding Ringer, and has performed for military personnel through the Wounded Warrior Project. And you can see him live on stage this week at the New Comedy Club of Kansas City. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Colin Kane.
Where have you been? What have you been doing? Why? Have
What's
you,
up, buddy?
Where have you been? I feel like...
been a while.
I feel like we're being reunited at this moment.
It's usually I'm here more often, but it's been a little while.
Like 2 years.
So good to be here. Everybody in Kansas City is so nice.
Yeah.
As soon as I get off the plane, everyone's nice.
Yeah.
I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Everyone's nice.
Did you get a mouth hug?
Mouth hug?
A girl?
I did, actually.
I can tell. I know what he's
mouth
saying.
Hug. I forgot what we can say, what we can't say
on
the show.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I've been offered a threesome, though. Actually, this happened last week. And I never had a threesome, Johnny, but I want to have a threesome for one reason only. Just to tell one girl in the middle of it to stop, get dressed, and go home. In front of the other one. Nothing's changed, Johnny. I'm still here. And if you got offended by that, do not come to my shows this weekend.
I do love the fact that I was looking at your website, and it's very direct. Hello. My show contains strong adult language, sexual content, and subject matter. If you're easily offended by such language and material, you should consider go effing yourself. I only have time for people who find me hilarious. Don't stop until you get what you deserve. It's fantastic. And
you
say that's an honest... And this is the disarming part, that... ridiculously good-looking supermodel picture on
the
front.
You know what? I owe that to my parents. I owe that to my parents. They, you know, I didn't do anything, but...
What uncle do you owe the comedy to?
Hilarious. I did see my dad's hog growing up, though.
Everybody, so mine too.
Yeah, everyone has that one story where you just kind of walk in there like, oh, and you always remember it, you know? I still can't get... I remember what it tastes like, too. Hey, yo. I'm in Kansas City, and I was looking forward to coming and seeing you, man. It's been a while. I've been following you on Instagram. You're doing your thing. Everything's
this is
good.
Our relationship. We have an Instagram relationship.
We do.
That makes sense.
But every time I see him, I pick just like Johnny does. You pick up where you left off with many. I haven't met you before. I apologize.
This is Nikki Pace. She is wonderful.
Nice, Nikki. You got a quick mind. You're working with Johnny. You got to be quick on your feet. Yes. And you got your still homeboy. I forgot your name, dude.
Pervert T.
What is it?
T-Bone.
T-Bone. Nice to see you again, man.
Good to see you too.
Hey, everything cool with you?
Oh, everything's great.
All right, buddy.
Oh my God! Look at him. Don't talk to him like he's the special kid.
Well,
or do?
No, I mean, he looks like, a little.
Hey,
you look a little different.
I don't know. Some Skittles.
What have you been doing?
Eating.
What have you been up to?
Not nothing. Just living life, getting by.
All right, you don't got to yell. I'm right in front of you. Everything's cool. Good stuff. I'm just playing around. I'm surprised they don't. Oh, I got to stop. I can't go into him.
He's got a strength, man. You don't want to enrage him.
I won't because my schedule's live and he'll show up with like a nice little hunting knife in the parking lot.
Oh, you have no idea. He likes swords now. He has
swords.
How many swords do you have?
Right now, I got bigger swords. I've got large swords. I've got 8. Then my medium sword collection, there is about 5 in those.
Okay.
But then I got like 6 small, like dagger type.
Sure.
But then, and a lot of pocket knives.
There you go. Yeah, once you have one, I know they're collectibles and stuff like that. How do you fit them all in your mom's room? I'm just messing with you.
You've been to a truck stop. You've seen them.
Oh man, dude, I've been hooked on murder documentaries. You watch most of them? Have you seen? Are you into them?
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of them, and I also listen to I've got satellite on the motorcycle, so when I go on long trips, I listen to that. There's a network that does nothing but murders.
There's one in particular. I think it's. I got to text it to you. I can't think of it, but I sat in my car. I didn't want to get out of the car to finish it. I was.
When the guy's narrating, he's like, and he thought he was going to get away with it, but years later,
I was hooked. I mean, it's sad because someone's unfortunately dying, but I wish more people would die so there'd be more episodes.
Yes.
I mean, that's all I care about, you know?
Sadly, me too.
And then that's how it is, though, you know?
What's going on with you? You're married now? You're not married?
Got a girlfriend. Nice. Everything's good. Just been working, traveling, working on some other side projects as well. As you know, most millionaires have multiple sources of income. Johnny,
of course,
you know
that's
that.
That's right.
So things are good, though. Still funnier than ever, I think.
Yes.
Acting
stuff? What are you doing? Modeling?
Not too much. No, just been doing my thing. Just been other stuff as well.
I want to meet the girl that you fell in love with.
You know, my on stage, off stage is different. You know, there's like you.
Yeah, of course. But still, well, yes and no. The truth is still there.
Yeah.
She can dish it. And that's just a part of you. There's more to you, but it's not a fake part.
No, there's a part of me. Yes. But the percentage is smaller, but yeah. She's sweet. She's half Asian. So when we go shopping, I lose her behind the jean rack. She's like the size of a parking meter. She's tiny. She's like the little Asian guy who does flips on top of the safe in Ocean's 12. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Ocean's 11. Yeah. Yeah.
She, what Asian is she?
Chinese.
Nice.
Chinese. Yeah. Nice.
My brother made a Filipino lady.
Okay. There was a period I'd only sleep with Asian girls, and I would try to put it in there. I don't know what I can say on the radio.
Yeah, we get what you're talking about.
The second hole.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I couldn't find an Asian girl, I'd find a white girl and try to put it in her hole, and she would look Asian, turning around yelling at me.
My brother, he was in the military.
I love how Johnny and I just, I tell that horrible story, and then Johnny goes, my brother. Yeah. It doesn't skip a beat.
Well, he was in the military, so he married this beautiful Filipino girl.
Sure.
But he was in the Philippines, so he felt he was really used to this type of lady, and they're pretty, quiet, obey, and they're very
docile.
Yes, until they get to America. Oh, my God, I'm over at his house. He's watching football, drinking bourbon. Just a wicked lush. And so he's hammered watching it. And I don't like football anyway, but I can hear her in the kitchen years ago. She's like, Paul, Paul, Paul. And he won't answer. He's just staring at the TV set. And she comes in. She's, like you said, about 3.5 feet tall, weighs about 45 pounds. And she's got those little Asian hands on her hips. And she goes, oh, your mama.
Oh, wow. Yeah, dude.
And I mean, and you could just see him stare at his feet because he knew what I had just heard. And for the next 5 years, that's all I could call him.
Oh, man, dude.
Ring, ring. Hello? Your mama.
I don't know if I'll get married. I mean, I'm cool with, I don't know if I want the government involved in my relationship.
No.
I'm getting older now. I realize what the world's about.
Listen.
I'd rather just have a partner and I'm cool.
Yeah. Why get married? You're not going to have kids with her, are you?
Possibly. We want one, but I say some.
She pregnant?
No, I tell you.
Are you still talking about what you're going to do with
it? I'd announce it on the Johnny Dare show. That's why I'm here, Johnny.
When I heard you say, oh, we're going to have a kid, possibly.
We want to have a kid.
My next thought was, oh, he's still arguing about
it. I always laugh when people say, like, we're trying to have a kid. Well, maybe if your wife's hotter, that would happen, you know? Blame it on her organs. She just looks like a, you know? But I say some horrible stuff. I'm afraid my kid's going to be born with hooves.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just going to, or he's going to be some fat.
Do you worry?
Yeah. My kid's going to be some fat goth kid that eats birds. I got to cancel my tour because he's eating a pigeon, you know?
A gothopotamus?
I don't know what it is, dude. But like, no, I'm happier these days. You know what it is.
You look happy.
I'm happy. Even though I got my sarcasm, I'm still I'm happier these days. Life's all right.
That's good.
Yeah. I am.
By the way, I don't know how hard it is to be happy when you're talented. You're successful, you're good looking, you're tall. Look at you, all the things that other people are not. It's hard to think of you as an unhappy human being.
Well, I do have a blessed life. I've worked for it, but it's also a part of me I want more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have certain things I want.
You're getting older?
Yeah, I want to do a little more things. So it's just getting things done. Dealing with people, it's the hardest thing I've learned. It's just dealing with people. Mm. I think it's the hardest thing for me.
It's the worst.
You can say whatever you want on your show, pretty much.
Yeah.
So you've been doing this for years. So when you're in other situations, sometimes it's...
You forget you're not on the radio anymore, and you're like, oh, God, this is not an appropriate place.
Yeah, I forget I'm on stage. I went to the deli counter at the supermarket. Can I have a half a pound of turkey? Can you slice it thin? And she sliced like one slice and holds it up. Like, is this okay? And a little, you know, part of my head was like, hey, why don't you rub it on your,
breast.
Yeah. Just for no reason. People
thinner.
Everywhere.
No, thinner.
Yeah, thinner.
Labia thin.
Yeah. No, I said boar's head. Put it on your nipples, you know? But that's just the sick part of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you and I are the same. I think we talked about this before. The movie that's always in your head.
Yeah.
You're watching the world in front of you, and you have two separate movies. The funniest thing you could say and the darkest thing you could say.
Yeah.
And then what you actually say is in the middle.
And I've made a living out of that. So have you.
Yeah.
All those voices in your head.
Yeah. And they really are there. And I try to explain to somebody that I'm always observing a situation. And it's not like I'm trying to be on stage. That's honestly my thought. Like, it's not like a ha-ha. It's more like... That's what I should say.
Yeah. And back to my girlfriend, I say those things out loud to her and she laughs and that makes it work.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Every time a situation, what's the craziest thing?
Laugh.
Because, yeah, you got to be able to just, you know, crack each other up. So,
And she gets your jokes. So she, how did you meet this broad? Did you buy her?
No, I didn't. She didn't come.
I have an in-law that's a mail order. I do believe
you guys have PetSmart or Petco. What do you guys have around here? PetSmart?
Yeah. I don't know where this is going, but interesting.
Well, I think PetSmart or Petco should sell teenage Asian girls 18. That's what I think.
Hamster aisle.
Yeah, the hamster aisle. Hilarious. That's what I think. And speaking of women and stuff like that, a lot of these sex toys are getting expensive. Do you own a vibrator, dildo, husband? What do you? I'm sorry to.
We just did adult toy prices.
I think I heard that on the way in. Yeah. Do you own something?
Oh yeah, of course. I own a Hitachi wand. Got the replacement.
Okay.
Nice. Oh, finally. This.
But goes, what are you getting another one? I go.
What happened? Why broke, or you wore it out?
I lost the cord.
Lost the cord? It was around your neck.
I wish.
Sorry.
He wishes.
No, nothing.
No, I have a little bit of everything.
So what else? You have the Hitachi one.
Lost the neck. Yeah, just
and a couple
lost the cord. Look at your neck.
What about the butt set? You have any butt toys?
No. No.
Not for you?
No.
She does it.
But you can use whatever. I mean,
do you have a husband, boyfriend, or
husband?
Okay.
Husband. We married 20 plus years.
It's a long time. He's been in every hole. He probably banged your nose in Aruba. Just stuff it in there because he hates it.
Whatever makes me quiet is probably what
he's aiming for. No, he loves you. 20 something years. How many kids?
We've none.
None?
No kids.
Health reasons or just never?
No,
really?
I shut my business off. I did not want kids.
All right, nothing wrong with that.
No, I knew. I'm one of those people. I should not breed, and with him, it would be worse. So.
Is it because you're moody, or are you just too selfish? What?
No, mouthy, and nobody's gonna watch this kid, and it doesn't come out as a designated driver. So
I love it.
Pretty much screwed at our house.
He has
a kid on his own. That's
babies
31.
Should get arrested when they come out of the womb for destruction of property. They destroy your ladies.
They do.
Yeah. Seriously, your vagina shouldn't look like a plate of food on a food truck.
Oh.
Mexican food truck. Your vagina looks like plate 5. Little chimichangas. Johnny, you haven't had anyone on the show this gross in a while.
Colin Kane. Colin Kane. Did I mention he was at the new comedy club of Kansas City, 103rd State Line? And that you're going to be there all weekend, right?
Yes, sir.
See, this is you really are going to gape the club.
I am. I'm opening it.
You really are. You are going to open the club wide, like speculum wide.
And if you're unattractive, you're not getting in.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Got to have standards.
Yeah. Well, we're Kansas City, so I think I'm the only person who's going to be in the show.
Exactly. You're going to bum it out. You, as a good-looking man, and you guys have to understand this, if you're not attractive, don't go to the show because it hurts his feelings to look at ugly people.
Oh, my God. No, did you know what? It is always the unattractive people that get offended
mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
And if anyone's listening and you got offended, I mean, I'm an insult comic, so if you can take a joke, that's what I do. But you know how everybody, more than ever, everyone's upset about everything.
That's what I was wondering how you were doing, because we do live in this world now where everybody's a Me Too.
Yeah.
And everybody's, I mean, when I heard the term microaggression, I had a small stroke.
I didn't even know what that means. Say it again.
Microaggression.
Microaggression.
Let me explain to you what this pussy maneuver is.
Sure.
It is, you sneeze, I say, bless you, you're an atheist.
Oh, okay.
Microaggression.
Okay.
I literally had a small aneurysm and now half my left foot doesn't work. I can't live in this world anymore. I can't be here anymore.
You know, I guess, I mean, I've always done my thing, always will do my thing, because there's a huge audience that loves what we do.
Yeah,
because
they're
laughing. But I think people are just upset, have a reason to get upset about things, and, you know, it's just the world how it is. Everyone's got a voice now through social media and everything else.
Yeah.
Some blogger who could write something or, you know. You've
got to be getting murdered. Because I was watching a review from the LA Times for the Dirt movie, Motley Crue.
Yeah.
And when she opened
Did
up
you enjoy it?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. I read the book, so it's not great.
Sure.
I don't want to be that guy who's like, the book was better. But the book was better.
Good buddy that I work out with, he was starred in it.
Which one was he?
His name
Vince, or did he do Nicky?
Blonde hair dude.
Vince. So he did Vince. He was an English guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't see. He's my buddy, yeah.
He did a great job. It's, you know, I wish it had been more money behind it, but it was definitely a good, fun look at it. But the point being is all these reviews came out, and these twats were reviewing it like this tone-deaf movie, doesn't understand the misogyny. That's the story, you dick. At this point now, nobody can talk about World War II while Hitler was really bad. I don't want to hear about
people
it.
People say like, oh, Colin's misogynistic or insulting. Like, yeah, I'm an insult comic. I make fun of women, men, everybody. What are you surprised about?
Of course.
That's my act. That's my joke. If you can take that joke, and I think there's nothing sexier than a woman who can take a joke
and
know it's a joke and laugh and enjoy it, you know what I mean, and take care of herself. A lot of you ladies got to put lotion on your whole body, not just your hands. I don't want to bang you and grab your butt and feel like I'm making turkey burger patties, you mushy mess. Anyway, Ashy. I got 9 daggers, Ashy. 6 swords, 3 ninja stars. I love
know.
You.
You know, he's a swinger. He and his wife are hard swingers.
Are you really?
Swingers. Yeah.
I could tell. I could see that. Do you go to like Aruba and just kind of, you do those, what are those vacation places where sandals?
Yeah, we kill the Dutch girl?
Oh my God. Yeah, I've
you
seen all that.
You kill Holloway?
I know.
No, I've been to the clubs, but I don't go out.
What's the resort you guys?
I don't go to the resort.
You just kind of just go online and.
Dirty parties here.
There's dirty parties here.
So what, you just show up and there's 6 couples or just you and the other couple?
No, there's one that there's like, I think 130 couples.
All right. And do you have your dagger in your hand or how does it go down?
No,
I'm just kidding.
But no, yeah, I'll just go in there, have a good time, you know, and
yeah.
Check out what's going on.
And then just do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
T is fancies himself a sexual, not predator. I know what you were thinking.
Huh.
Sexual teacher, a healer.
Healer.
He feels that he is a sexual poonslayer, as it were. He does these off the cuff. I'd like to share something with you. There's many of them.
Yeah.
Let me give you a few subjects and you can choose one.
Sure.
Sleep, sex, pubic mound, technique, orgy, mutual masturbation, games, internet, threesome, holder, confidence, making love, mouth love, role play, big finish, spanking, tickles, pillows, ending, kiss and touch, prolonging, grand and swivel, stuffing. Any of these?
And it's basically you have topics?
Yeah, those are the topics. He will instruct you on how to make love.
Wow. What's the technique one?
Let's see technique. Let me go back.
And now to help you be a better lover, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents Just the Tip, Sex Tips with expert lover T-Bone.
One take.
All right, guys, let's talk about your technique. Sometimes, well, most of the time, girls complain because the guy just is like they're on top of them. It's like they're having some sort of seizure and that kind of stuff, you know. They're just all over the place, moving the whole entire body. Only thing we need to move is just your hips, okay? Now you get the hips going just right. You're got that little saying to say it's not about size, it's about the motion in the ocean. Well, baby, you are going to set that ocean on high alert, okay? So stand in front of a mirror, look in a mirror. Okay, feet, shoulder lengths apart. We got a hula hoop. All right, imagine a hula hoop on you. Now move in circles. There you go, hula hoop. Watch the mirror, look at yourself. Make sure nothing else is moving but just those hips. Just the hips, yeah. We're doing this slow to start off with. And now let's go counterclockwise. Yeah, there we go. Keep on going around. Yeah, you're getting better at it, aren't you? Nothing else is moving. All you know is that every time that you go forward, that's a pleasure point right there. Okay, now let's go back the direction we originally went and let's put a little more speed into it. Yeah, get that thing going faster, okay? You're getting her breathing a little harder. She's going to lose it, okay? Now, the other part of hula hooping is pretend you have sticks in your hips. We're going to go hula hooping where it's a forward and back, down, forward and back and down. Now, this is about the same thing. You're going to have a little bit up and down movement, but not much. Now, with every up movement, it's an angry up because that you're thrusting in every time you come up. Oh, yeah. You're punching it. Oh, you're punching it. Yeah. You're punching it. Yeah. And right now, she's with every punch, she's giving out little screams and her screams of joy. Oh, she likes to be punched. Yes. Oh. You got to practice these moves every single day to get yourself nice and limber in the hips, okay? And when you do, you're going to smash that sucker.
This has been Just the Tip. Sex Tips with T-Bone. Only on the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
I need a paper towel. So many questions.
Did you enjoy the technique?
It was surprisingly, your voice was very soothing.
Mm.
Some of the word choices were good. limber, sticks, hula hoop, I like that.
Punching.
And then it got a little point where I felt like I was in a garage with my stepdad taking naked pictures. it got a little bit uncomfortable. and then it got just, did you do that by yourself at home or here?
Oh,
He just walks in there, one takes it. The whole
really?
Thing. Every one of these, one take.
If it's like, one take, then I'll give you props. Because you didn't skip a beat. You didn't stutter.
No. Yeah. You understand. This is not a joke.
Yeah.
This everybody's is what he believes. Did you see his...
Everyone's what?
Everybody's good at that one, at something, at one thing, and this is the thing. This is one of the things I'm good at.
It is.
I am good at this.
I hear you. I'm not saying you're not, but I think one take, I mean, that was, yeah.
No, it's... Did you like
I think I need to...
Is moving with it, where he'd show you, he would illustrate it.
Should have warned him.
None of us could look at T.
I
directed Colin with my eyes. I'm like, look at this. And then you could just see Colin's like, no, I got to stare at the floor. I can't.
Well, and you can help people, which is good.
Yeah.
And your wife, does she listen to them as well?
No, I've done them on her. So,
okay.
She doesn't have to listen to them.
Yeah. She's well, good for you, man. As long as you're being safe and, you know, both people are, you know, consensual.
Yeah, you understand. Like they've got a panda, they've got their own Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little threesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice.
And they take her to the party, little chubby Asian panda lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not chubby. But
no, she's not chubby. Yeah. She's just, you know, her neck looks like a calzone.
No, I mean, she's not a stick figure. You know?
Yeah. Her ankles are the width of Vatican candles.
Now tell me this: was your
girlfriend? She's not big or anything. She just. Needs to put a hefty bag around her head and do a mile around the sun. That's right.
What about with this new? What do you do when you love somebody? Like,
I push her hair behind her ear when she goes down on me, so she can see what's about to kill her.
That's gentle.
And every good mouth hug, you know, a good one sounds like this.
What about sex toys? Do you get into those?
Those things are so expensive. You had the Hitachi. What'd you have?
The Hitachi and the womanizer.
The womanizer?
What's the nice one? It's pretty much direct. You almost want to let the girl use it solo.
Okay.
You just got to stay right on it. And as we've discussed, you don't mess with it because we'll swat you away.
It's a pretty interesting thing. It's about a 60-second device. And they're about $200. And they basically are little suctions.
Huh.
And so
does it work in 60 seconds?
I told him one day it worked in 15 seconds.
Wow.
It's that amazing.
I'm just, the prices of them are absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these get up there $200, $300. Mm-hmm. Johnny, you're not cheap. I'm not cheap, but some of you ladies aren't worth it. I told this girl, she wanted it was like $180. I just went to, you know, Petco, just bought it there. I think you put peanut butter in the middle of it and she can play with it for a couple hours. You know what I mean? And some of you ladies, too, you're too cheap to buy sex toys. You use household stuff. Just put a condom on a surge protector.
Jesus Christ.
Drink a box of wine and, you know, do your thing. But now, you know, it's kind of the equality thing, too, and it's just how you ladies can have sex parties. It's cool and it's common, and I think some of these drugstores, CVS, Walgreens, they sell these little female...
Yes.
Have you seen them?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Next. Shocking.
It is. I was taken back. Some pleasure wands and stuff, and I turned around looking for the fake vagina. It wasn't there. And I said to myself, you want equality? And it's like, where's the fake vagina? But then again, no one will go down that aisle. I don't know if you've ever seen what a fake vagina looks like.
Yeah,
it looks like, you know, Play-Doh with deer hair. It's foul looking.
you don't have any at home for yourself? You don't have any C-rings or flashlights?
No, my lady and I, you know, I keep it pretty private with her. I don't talk about it too much, but no, I don't do anything crazy. I tell you, you're my friend.
Yeah,
never will be a friend. But no, nothing crazy. She's not like, I respect her. Ladies, you got to listen. There's some guys that love you. They want to kiss you on the top of the head. Buy things, take you on the beach, and some guys want to bang you and put dirt in your mouth at the same time. Just step on your head while I bang you. You got to know the difference, and it's your own fault if you're crying right now and you don't know why. Put it this way. If you're at his house and you guys have sex and you got to clean up the stuff and he uses your shirt when you're at his house, I think that's a sign there's not going to be a save the date card in the future. I love you, ladies. I love a girl who can take a joke. I like girls with tattoos. I like you big girls, too. Big KC's got big girls.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think big girls are sexy. I don't know if you've ever gone down on one. But her ears, you know, your...
Yeah.
You know, skin covers your ears and get lost a little. Feels like someone pushed you in a pool wearing a hoodie.
That's horrible.
No, it's love.
Horrible.
I love you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here all day.
Oh,
I'm not going anywhere.
Colin Kane is with us. By the way, he's here tonight, tomorrow night. And Saturday night, the Comedy Club of Kansas City, 103rd and State Line. Do we have some tickets, by the way?
We sure do.
Oh, bitches. Well, listen, you are going to hang. You watch sports at all?
No, just the MMA fighting and stuff.
See, I don't watch sports either. That's we have to actually hire a guy because, well, let me give you an example.
Yeah.
How less than masculine I feel I am.
Yeah.
So Jake was at the Royals game last night with his son, and a picture goes out to all of us on a text. Look who my son's new best friend is. Now, just for the record, do you know who that is?
I do not.
God damn it. You can all eat my ass. They all made fun of me because I go, I have no idea who that is. That's Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs, and apparently he's a very big deal.
Well, it's more on you because you live in KC. And
God
you,
damn it, dude, don't leave me out here.
Well, you live in KC, you know people, so it's like you probably should know this, but to me, he looks like he's just, you know, a jewelry dealer in L.A. I just don't know who he is, but I'm sure he's super talented. Who's the guy to the right, your son, Jake? Yeah. Nice, yeah. Man, he must be super happy to meet him, man. Yeah.
Yeah, they hung out, and then that was the butt of the first break, because I honestly have no idea who that is.
Yeah, but there's certain things you're good at, and you know, and then other things, you know?
That's it. Jake.
Oh.
What?
Oh, right on. Nice, dude.
What is it?
That was a big deal.
I was just showing him the picture.
I don't care.
That was a big deal.
I don't care.
Send it to Goff.
Yeah.
Goff will appreciate it.
Speaking of Goff, he's brought to you by Worth Harley-Davidson North. Tonight is bike night at the Outdoor Event Center. Right in for that live music, cheap beer, great barbecue. Riding season is back, and so is bike night.
Sports!
Listen, so I didn't know who Travis Kelce was by looking at him. I knew the name, goddammit.
Well, you know, there's this guy, you know George Brett?
He got you on that one. No, but I knew.
Well, do you know Tony Gonzalez?
Yeah, he gave my mom gonorrhea.
Oh, well, he's one of a million.
Yes, I know Tony G. And look, it's not that I didn't know Kelce. I knew of him. I know his name. I know he's a chief. I just didn't know what he looked like.
Plus, we're getting older.
Aren't you a little old for posters, Captain?
Are you talking to me or Jake? Because I'm sure we both have him pinned up on the ceiling of our bedroom.
His son does at this point.
Look, I'm going to give you a pass. Because Travis Kelce doesn't have, like, super distinguishing features. He sort of looks like Jared Allen. But
yeah,
he's not nearly as crazy, and he doesn't drive around with, like, a car with horns on it. So it's not as easy to see him, you know?
Yeah. Look, bearded lunkhead. I've known him all my life. They used to beat me up in high school. I know who they are.
It's just a conglomeration of everyone you've ever met.
Sure.
Like that. Yeah,
sure.
It is sort of how he looks. He doesn't have the Patrick Mahomes voice or the hair or any of that stuff. So it's, you know, it's not as easy. He's just a white guy with a beard. Like everybody has those of now, you know?
Yeah. You know what? I'm a white guy with a beard. And nobody says, Travis Kelce, what are you doing here at the radio station?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that Jackson got to meet him, though. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
He's actually still that kind of guy that will do that. He's not big time in like aforementioned other tight ends I mentioned earlier.
Is he a nice guy?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Good.
He has not turned the corner yet. Hopefully he won't. But good morning, everyone. I'm Chris Goff with Sports News Shorts for Thursday, April 11th. Johnny, the Royals last night, I know that Jackson was at the game seeing Travis Kelce. In the midst of an 8-game losing streak, Whit Merrifield breaks a 39-year-old record. In the seventh inning, he's 0-for-3, but he drags the bunt down the third baseline, scores Terrence Gore, ties up the game at 5. That gives Whit that single, so it extends his hitting streak to 31 games, which is the new Royals team record. Of course, George Brett held the 30-game hitting streak club record since 1980 when he was hitting over 400 in August. Whit's hit tied the game at 5, but sadly the Royals lose 6-5. Final game of the 4-game series this afternoon. Jorge Lopez with the start for KC. First pitch at 12:15 out at Kauffman. Over to football. The Chiefs announced this week that they'll be playing in the 4 preseason games, Johnny. I know you like preseason. It doesn't count. Parking's the same price. Everything's really expensive, but you can go out and see some practice games. They're going to start with the Bengals at Arrowhead. Game 2 will be with the Steelers. Then a home game against the 49ers. And concluding it in Green Bay against the Packers. More Chiefs. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes made a detour from Kansas City earlier this week after watching his Texas Tech Red Raiders lose in that title game against Virginia in Minneapolis. Mahomes was in Des Moines on Tuesday, came back through Springfield, but he was doing an event with Hy-Vee, and Hy-Vee announced a 3-year deal with Mahomes. You know, Mahomes' agent, Johnny, he talked about he really didn't want to sign any big deals, endorsement deals, until after his first year, and so now he's just signing them up left and right. Hy-Vee is a 3-year deal, which includes a collaboration on social media, apparel, and exclusive product launches. So according to them, they're going to have a cereal called Mahomes Magic Crunch at Hy-Vee. I love sugary sweet kid cereals. So I'd love to see that. I want to see what it looks like. What are they going to pattern it after the hair? You know, I don't know. But anyway, he's got that coming on. Elite Summit Man Johnny has been cited for allegedly shining a green laser pointer in the face of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady during the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead.
Yep.
64-year-old Dwayne Morgan, given a ticket for disturbing the peace, faces up to a year in jail or a fine up to $1,000. I guess during the game, he was putting the green laser pointer in his face. No one knew who it was. It wasn't a big deal. He wasn't cited for anything. But apparently someone at Arrowhead was, like, going through all these videotapes they have of every angle, and they found the guy. They pointed him out, somehow found who he was, and now he's banned for life from Arrowhead Stadium. So,
well, for God's sake, in all reality, who knows how strong the laser was. But you could permanently, like, I got a laser at home that's a 1 watt, and if you hit yourself in the retina with it, it would absolutely burn out your eye in 2 seconds. And for real, it'll burn through a CD case in about 15 seconds.
I always see red ones. Do you have a green one? This is new.
Yeah, yeah. The green ones are, that's the best and the most powerful light wave. So it'll go 8 miles.
Go to jail.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you had a real one that was, like he had a green one as well. If it was powerful enough, you could absolutely blind somebody.
Well, he learned a powerful lesson. Don't screw with Tom Brady.
Yeah, I don't know. That's real powerful.
He was our backup quarterback.
He can't go drop $60 to park his car and watch a team lose.
And he's going to prison too.
Yeah, well, he's not going to go to prison. Jesus Christ, he'd get more time if he was in the middle of animal cruelty.
Yeah, then you get Leavenworth for 6 months, get out, and make millions of dollars.
Yeah, because what's he going to get? I mean, the fine is up to $1,000.
Yeah. A year in jail, that's going to be time served.
Yeah. He's not going to get anything.
Basketball. Kansas freshman guard Quentin Grimes decided to enter his name in the NBA draft coming up. The 6'5", 210-pound McDonald's All-American for KU averaged about 9 points a game this year for the Jayhawks. He joins Dedrick Lawson, who said he's going. KJ Lawson is transferring, and Charlie Morse transferring as well. So, as usual, Bill Self will have a brand-new team going into next season. Johnny, a woman is suing the Houston Astros for more than $1 million, claiming her finger was broken when she was hit by a shirt from the T-shirt cannon fired at close range by the team's mascot, Orbit, last year. You know, we've had this in Kansas City. The precedent's been set. There's something on the back of the ticket that says this may happen, and the guy that got hit in the eye with the hot dog here lost, so I don't know if she has a shot.
Yeah.
But she wants $1 million. There's pictures of her finger. She's had 2 surgeries. It's all messed up, but she's suing, saying that the staff wasn't trained properly on how to shoot the gun.
Yeah, maybe you stop being a greedy bitch for a free shirt. You know what you learned? $9 shirt's not worth your goddamn finger.
They should have hit her in the forehead, and I would have freezed the shirt. I dip it in water and freeze it. That's you, Johnny.
Turns out there was a lead shot in the middle of the shirt.
Yeah, what's this Sprite can doing in the middle of the thing?
Some people deserve that.
They do.
No, it's true, man. You can't do any of that. We used to do all that stuff, and now there's just a mandate across the board. No more T-shirt cannons, no more launching stuff, no more anything, because everybody's like, I got to sue. It's just, at some point, somebody's going to sue you for hurt feelings, Colin. They're going to be like, you have terribly hurt my feelings.
I think it's happening like in London or UK. Someone sued or something.
I'm sure.
You can find it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you do your thing regardless.
Yeah, of course. By the way, if you've not seen golf, this is your speed. If you've not seen Colin, you need to see him this weekend.
Oh, he's your speed.
He's your spirit
animal. Nice to meet you, Goff.
It's nice to meet you too, Colin. I will try to make it up there. You know, I'm a married man with children, so I don't do a lot.
No worries. A lot of my married friends, they can't make it. Like, I can't find a sitter. Really? Do you have a car? Does it lock? I don't want to hear that.
I tried that.
You know what I mean? No, you can. You paid for the house. You know, you gave your wife kids she wanted, so you can come out for an hour, dude.
Latchkey.
I'll have you get on the phone with my wife later.
I'll put her on the phone. She's with me right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Listen, Goff, you might know your sports, but I'm quicker than you, buddy. You know what? You spoke those sports really well. You were flying. Did you write that out, or is that all just off the cuff?
Oh, I can't write this off the cuff. This is that would take talent. I read my script.
Well, it was great. It was flowing. I liked
very
it.
Good.
Very good. Very good.
You would love it.
I do have one more thing, Johnny.
Yes,
I know you love Robert Kraft. The Patriots owner is redoubling his efforts to block officials from releasing explicit video from inside the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, claiming that once the video's out, he has no shot at a fair trial. His attorneys argue that releasing the video, which allegedly shows Kraft receiving the sex act, would inflict irreparable harm on Mr. Kraft before essential legal determinations and proceedings can run their course. Of course, I want to see this, Johnny. I mean, he protests too much, you know. Hulk Hogan, when his video got out, I mean, he probably didn't care because he looked like a sundial. But I don't know about Robert Kraft.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
How old's that guy?
He's 77.
Yeah, if I want to see a 77-year-old get a hand job, I'll stop by my parents' house.
Nice. Well, Johnny, that's Fortunate Shorts for Thursday. I'm Chris Goff for the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
Thank you, man. Mr. Colin Kane is with us. Colin, you going to stay?
Yeah, I'm staying, man.
What are you doing to my dogs over there?
I was actually admiring the little one, man. He's fun. The little one.
Yeah. I was a little worried. I saw you spit on your finger.
You know what? That was not spit. I got a cuticle problem. But the little one is just so much love. You know, they say, Think about it. You know, you probably feel more when a dog dies more than a person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. Because dogs don't, you know, do things that humans do. They don't talk. They don't annoy you.
It's true.
They don't cheat on you. All those things.
They don't tell on you.
Girl's best friend is diamonds, right?
Right.
Man's best friend is dog.
Yep.
And you ladies want equality. Just listen to that right there.
Stay there. Colin Kane. He's with us. He's at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. It's a brand new club, 103rd and State Line. And tonight is all the liquor you can drink night, isn't it?
I kept my mouth shut, Johnny. I don't want to.
Just ask for Troy. He'll have your bracelet.
Yeah.
They're still working on their liquor license. Oh, my. 5905, I just texted in. Just Googled Colin Kane, and damn, he is fine. How about that? Another one, 2763. Colin is a badass. So glad he's on the show. Seen him twice. He's by far my favorite. Raunchy and explicit. Absolutely perfect.
Oh, that means a lot. Thank you.
Good reviews. Listen, this is a good time. If you have a new girlfriend, you're not really sure if it's going to work out.
Yes.
You want to know if she's a good sense of humor, the kind of broad that'll stick with you through thick and thin, that can laugh when terrible stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great litmus test.
It's true.
Yeah.
I've seen people come back, you know, it's a first date and we're married now.
Yep.
I see that all the time.
Yeah, because if you can survive a Colin Kane show, and laugh, I say.
And laugh. Yeah.
And God forbid, I didn't want to bring it up, but just... It's not going to work out to heckle. It's going to be a bad day for you, but do as you wish.
You know, I've dealt with so many situations doing this for 18 years. It's all different types of stuff, but a lot of it comes down to just alcohol and just kind of the way they were raised, and you know how it is.
I don't know if you can blame them, because you were raised by incredibly nice parents. Your mom has got to freak out. Can she watch your whole show?
She comes to all my shows that are sold out in New York City. She
right,
sits in the back
course.
And she goes, "He's really funny, but he's really dirty."
Right.
But she loves me. She's my creator.
We all have these thoughts. They're all in us.
Yeah.
Some articulate them in a more clever way than others. But we all see the world in a very similar way. And that's what we were talking earlier about off the air, about the nature of people now. It's kind of, see, the thing is, you're not hateful. To me, it's the you're making fun of the ridiculous nature of all of us, our humanity, our weaknesses, our strengths, what we think is good, what we think is bad, all of it, man. You're just poking at it because it is funny. We're just big meat bags pooping and ejaculating and spitting and screaming. We're just awful. We're just awful, man.
And there's so many different types of comedians. There's a comedian for everybody. For someone to say, you know, that person's not funny, the better way to say it is just, you know, that's just not a fan of that style of comedy. But there's, you know, to say someone's not funny, it's not the best thing.
By the way, this is the calm, Colin. Go to the show. And like it says in the front, if you're not a fan of my show, I don't want you there. You can go F
yourself. I've been doing this long enough now where just don't come. You know what I mean? You can just stay home and blog about me and, you know what I mean? Eat, you know, dinner rolls under your sheets, whatever you do. Whatever it is you do. I bet when you try to use your can I say a sex toy, the D word? I don't know what I can
dildo.
Say.
Dildo. You can say dildo.
Yeah, dildo.
Yeah, yeah, here's your basic thing. You can't say the F word, the S word, the C word, like stuff like that.
Stuff
you can
like
say
that.
Dildo, vibrator, butt plug, nipple
plug. Okay,
plug.
Yeah, a lot of dildos, ladies. I would not surprise they don't go limp when you try to use them on you. That's the way you look, just so you know.
Why are unattractive ladies so unhappy?
You know what? You know, I get it. There's certain things that I don't say everything. You know, some comedians will say anything and they joke about certain topics.
You hold some stuff back.
I don't joke about the military. I don't joke much about cancer that much or anything like that or certain topics.
or like 9/11 or Boston.
Yeah.
I don't do that kind of stuff, but I do do sexual kind of twisted stuff, but I don't know. I do have a moral compass.
Yeah, well, yeah, but there's a difference between being blown up in a building or being bombed during a race, and you know, it's funny because you have semen in your eye. You know, there's
yeah,
like, dude, there's a huge difference there, man.
And speaking of semen, you ever just, can I say, I forgot what to
do. You can masturbate, yeah.
When I masturbate, you ever just look at something, Johnny, just so wrong, you actually feel like you need to do something kind for somebody when you're done?
Yes,
you're like, I'm pretty sure I just masturbated to a runaway, you know, she's been trying to find her on Dateline for 9 years.
Pretty sure I did that yesterday. I was watching a drug video. It was it was porn with MDMA. It was Molly Babes. Have you seen Molly Babes?
No.
It's chicks on Molly on X.
Are they legit on Molly?
Yeah, clearly. Oh, wow. Clearly. You know, the jaw, the weird mouth movement, the giant pupils, the whole bit. And then I had the same feeling. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's a runaway.
Well, you shouldn't be ashamed what you, you know, masturbate to, unless it's really, there's some stuff that I guess you really shouldn't masturbate to, right? Who am I to judge it? But some of it's pretty, it's wrong, right?
Yeah, of course. Some.
I don't know. What do you like, beautiful?
I don't. This sounds stupid. We've had this discussion 10 times that I don't really watch porn. It's not because I'm against it or anything, and that I'm the weirdo that way. But yet nothing offends me. Like, if he pulls it up, it's fine. I just don't go home and watch it. We
what
don't watch
you
it together.
What are you masturbating to these days?
Big boobs milf porn.
What
about
you?
Okay.
What are you masturbating
to? I'm back to naughty amateur.
See?
I'm always naughty amateur.
I'm back to naughty amateur just because it seems attainable.
Is that a certain site or just
but
in general?
It's funny that you talk about this because I did turn porn off yesterday because... I can't say what the act was.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
It was two ladies together.
Yeah.
And then the one kept spitting in the other one's face.
Yeah.
And it just,
what do you mean? You can't say what the act was.
Okay. The act was, she was down low.
Yes.
But she was way down low. Second hole is my, man.
Yeah.
But so she was down low and had her legs pulled up like she was having a baby and the other girl's down there with her face. And she kept like nodding her up with her hips and then would spit in the chick's face.
Yeah.
And she was screaming at the girl in Russian, which was kind of hot.
You have a very dark side.
No. I'm just saying I turned it off because I like the simple stuff. Like my favorite of all time is the one where the mom is folding clothes in the laundry room.
The stepmom?
The stepmom.
Yeah.
And the daughter's behind the door and... The mom gets up on the washer and starts doing the stepmom does.
But that's not realistic.
No, it's not realistic.
No, meaning stepchilds. And usually you'd be, I hate you. You're not my real mom. And then you put her in a headlock and then you bang her.
Throw her through a plate glass window.
Your dad's picking you up in a week. And then you drop her off at the police station because you guys don't have a healthy relationship. Let's be serious.
Like, we'll get back to psychoanalyzing Jake in a moment. Matt Walsh, I think, is on the phone. And Matt's been on the show a bunch of times, man. And he's a fantastic cat, man.
Great, dude. He played with us in the Big Slick.
That's right. Big Slick is a fantastic. It's for Children's Mercy Hospital here.
Nice.
You know, from Kansas City.
Yeah.
Rob Riggle and Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, wow.
And Rudd and Stone Street all got together. And they bring in their friends. And there's a huge... a softball, wiffle ball.
Softball game, the bowl.
And then a huge auction and a get-together, and they raised millions of dollars for the local children's hospital. Mm. And Matt Walsh came in, just a couple of 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Born October 13th in Chicago, Illinois, he is an actor, comedian, and writer who was a founding member of the famed Upright Citizens Brigade comedy troupe, going on to appear in such films as Semi-Pro, Ted, and The Hangover, and these days you can see him on the final season of the hit HBO series, Veep. Please welcome, Matt Walsh.
Mr. Matt Walsh, how are you, brother?
Good morning, you guys. Nice to hear you.
Yes, sir, man. When are you going to come back to Kansas City for the Big Slick?
I heard you talking about that. You know, I think I went down for the count. They go a little hard when they party it up in Kansas City. I had to take a couple breaks.
Yeah, well, that, Lord knows that party at Rudd's house is a legendary one, his mom's house. You what? Is it...
I would like to get back. I've done it twice. It's a blast, and I know they do, you know, such a great...
fundraiser for the whole town and for that hospital.
Now, you're a great guy for doing it, man. It really is a special event. That out of all those things, because as a celebrity, and you get asked to do a lot of charitable things, and they're not always fun. They're all well-intentioned, but sometimes it's an arduous long night. That's the kind of thing that everybody's smiling, having a good time, having a couple drinks, playing some sports, you know, bowling, doing whatever. I think it's a pretty fun weekend.
Oh, it really is. No, it gets a little crazy. It's really fun. And I'm, like, very fond of Riggle and, you know, Sudeikis and Stone Street and all those dudes, Paul. So I'm happy to do it when I can.
You what? Tell me this about Veep. Why is it, it's still going strong. There's no reason to end it. I don't quite understand why the final season of Veep.
I think they got in the writer's room and they kind of decided that they had run out of runway in a way. They had explored 7 seasons and, you know, 3 with the American writers and 4, the first 4 were with all these British writers. And I think all the storylines they had sort of come to fruition. And I think David Mandel, our head writer, and Julia felt that it was time to, like, bring it home and wrap it up.
You always
want to leave people wanting more.
Sure. Not me. Not me. I'm going to ride this pony till the legs are off it. Are you kidding me? Sebastian's going to be dead and rotted when I climb off. I wondered if you guys just sat in the writer's room and you watch the news cycle of our current government situation and the absurdity of it, and you just go, no, we can't do this anymore because it's so far beyond our imagination at this point.
Well, definitely there are challenges to stay ahead of the absurdity coming out of, you know, the executive branch in D.C. So that's absolutely part of it. I mean, I think it is a different, it's a disruptive presidency right now. There's nothing consistent, and it's very challenging to, you know, see where it's heading. So, yeah, I think that's part of it.
You what?
I also think having done 7 seasons of different sort of government comedy and satire, I think they knew where it was going, and they probably got there sooner than they wanted to, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I could see that. Now, what will you do? Because that's a lot, Matt. If you're showing the show, the great Matt Walsh is with us, you know, you've done a ton of movies, and I'm sure you have those ready as well. But, you know, when you come out of that cycle of making this TV show, that's a pretty intensive, you know, time-consuming thing. What are you going to do with your time? You got a long vacation. You're going to take it easy. What will you do?
I'm going to try to read for a while. It has been like a hectic run with like Veep wrapping up and press, and I just came out of a pilot and was traveling for this other movie I made. So I just decided I'm going to like just try to read because I feel pretty dumb. So I'm going to try to read some books and get educated for a little bit.
You know what you're going to miss? Waking up early to talk to disc jockeys. That is going to be a really, really rough ride.
I don't have to. Fortunately, I have something great to promote, so it's worth it. I'm very happy to do it.
You, the final season of Veep, Sundays, 9:30 on HBO. Matt Walsh, you know, from The Hangover and Semi-Pro, Role Models. And, you know, I was just thinking about that with everything. You know, you do have a connection with all these other guys from Kansas City, with Rudd and with Riggle. And you know, like I do, like those guys are salt-of-the-earth, genuine folk. I mean, Rob Riggle, in my estimation, is one of the most genuine. Every time I see him get another good piece, another good movie, another good part, I could not be happier for him. To see a good guy win is something.
You know what? I have to disagree. He's a criminal. He's disgusting. Rude. He's anti-American. He's
ugly.
Everything you think he isn't.
Ugly, unattractive, out of shape.
Not kind to his mother.
No. No.
Out of shape. A pill. Basically a pill to hang out with. Like a real bummer. A real dud.
He really is, man. You know what? I did my best to support him because I'm a pro KC guy, but you're right. What a POS. Animal cruelty. People don't understand. That's his pornography.
Yeah, exactly. He is. He gets into all the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
So, Griddle's great. And I knew Koechner, too, David Koechner, for a long time, too. He's another KC-connected or Missouri-connected fellow. So, yeah, there's a lot of them out there, oddly enough, in the comedy world. And they all came through Chicago somehow. Or I met Riggle in New York. But, yeah, there's a real Kansas City contingent in the comedy world, certainly.
Well, look, man, once you get through Veep and you get through the movies and you get rid of traveling and you read all the books that you're going to read, man, come by Kansas City, get back to the Big Slick, and come play some ball with us.
I know. I know. I will. I'll look into it. Riggle invites me every year, and I just saw him a few weeks ago, so I will. I will try to get out there.
So are you not going to make it this year? You hate the children now?
I mean, truth be told, we have family in Oregon, my wife's family, and I have family in Chicago. So there's all these, like, trips you owe.
Right.
As you know, when you, you know.
Sure.
Stuff, so, and then her family split, so we have two places to get to. And so that's my excuse is summertime is the kids go to camps, and then we have to visit Chicago and Oregon.
Did you just say your excuse was my wife's family got a divorce, so now we have two Christmases to go to?
Exactly. There's three in-laws. There's three sets of in-laws. It's not just two, three.
You're brilliant. All right, listen, I do love you. And it is always fun when you get to Kansas City. And I hope everybody watches the final season of Veep. This is it. This is the last Sundays, 9:30 on HBO. And you're always welcome here, man. I hope you continue to have an incredible career.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon again, I'm sure.
All right. I think Matt was a little tired today. He's a very nice guy.
Smart guy.
He is a very smart guy. Smart and always guy. Fun, but he was a little less animated today. Jake, how was he on the phone before you punched him through? Oh, hold on. I just realized what happened. You never talked to him.
I did not talk to him.
It was all there. You talked to him.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. That's what it was.
No,
you were in here talking about porn, and he went in. I didn't even see him walk in the other room, and you spoke with Matt Walsh.
Yeah.
God, what?
God damn it. Okay.
Matt, do you like fist
Oh,
state?
Jesus Christ. I went to Fist Fest 19. God damn it. I wondered what happened. We all heard it. You heard it, Nick.
God.
Matt calls in, and he's always fun. He's always... What did you say to him?
Not that I...
Anything's bad enough, but...
Stuttering buffoon.
Damn it. He's nice, too. It.
Seriously. Colin, you see what I'm working with here. How would you like this Make-A-Wish?
You know, I thought maybe he was like a family member of yours, Johnny, and you felt bad for him for the past 5 years, and you just like, just send him in. I'll take care of him. It's like your sister's son or something.
Yeah, yeah, like a girlfriend's idiot
brother. Yeah, and you're just like, just come in and just do whatever. But it winds up, you know, everyone's good at some things, and, you know, I guess just don't ever pick up the phone again.
Oh, just Jesus Christ.
No. Talking to other people is not one of them.
No, you're good, man.
I want to just go to your parents' house and scream at them. Scream at them. Scream at your mother anyway.
Yeah. But it's not my fault. I mean, I talked to Colin earlier, and he's on fire. I mean,
yeah, so you did. We
it's
did.
Not me.
Yeah. No, it's not you. We're just making jokes. So no need to go in your trunk and get the daggers. Everything's fine.
The swords.
Yeah, whatever you have.
I wish it were a lie. But he literally has.
Do you have them on the wall? Or you have them in cases.
Well, there's a couple on the wall, and then I got some of them in. I got some people have those like Sears toolbox.
Sure.
In the garage. I have a lot of them inside.
All right, good.
You bought a Sears toolbox so that
a craftsman?
Yeah, like a craftsman. No, I didn't buy it. It was Sabrina's dad's when he passed away.
So you threw his tools away and put your swords in it?
Well, no, I still got the tools, but I put the tools in a different toolbox.
Yeah.
They're in a trash bag.
Jesus Christ. You're in a cardboard box.
Right. The day he died, too, he literally just dumps them out in the garage.
No.
The clanking.
Good for my swords.
Yeah.
No.
Your father would have wanted to.
You know, a lot of the tools I saw, though, they went to the Sabrina's uncles and stuff at the farm, on the farm and stuff. Yeah, they went to, and there were the ones that were left. And
good
stuff.
Story,
and
man.
Like, yeah, you yelled dibs.
Oh my God.
I keep them.
Good.
This is my life.
You know. It makes things, it just keeps things going, you know?
You're in Los Angeles.
I am.
You're a successful comedian. You're at the Comedy Store there, Club of Kansas City this weekend.
Yeah.
130
I do
State
play
Run.
The Comedy Store too, though.
Sure, of course. You play everywhere.
Yeah.
You go to New York. What do you play when you go to New York?
Gotham Comedy Club.
Okay.
Yeah. I just, I play everywhere, man.
This is what he gets to do. Devastatingly handsome Colin Kane gets to hang out. Beautiful girlfriend, Los Angeles, California, sunshine, New York City, bi-coastal. Everybody loves him.
Can do no wrong.
No,
Mom loves him.
No, not everybody loves
him. Chicks want to do
him. If everybody loves you, you're not doing it right.
That's right. Listen, you're going to walk people through love and thoughtfulness. You are, you're like a therapist, I always feel, Colin.
Yeah?
I feel like
Maybe some relationship advice or something?
Yeah. I mean, if you could give anybody advice on relationships, I mean, how does it work? What's the secret?
Do you have a caller that needs relationship advice?
Well, you know what? Let me get some. Let me offer them something. But first, we have to give them some tickets. If you want to come see the show tonight, I'll get you tickets for tonight. I can't do it for tomorrow or Saturday, but I could do it for tonight. 576-7989. But if somebody has questions on the relationship,
I'll give the best piece of advice.
If I'm trying to talk a girl into having a three-way, how do we do that?
I mean, you got to find one girl who's really twisted, who doesn't mind that you punch the other girl in the neck.
Okay. I'm probably out because I keep trying to talk my girlfriend into that. Or anal.
Anal's tough.
Do you not do anal with your girl now because you care about her?
Well, I don't talk about her publicly like that.
Gotcha.
Because I care for her.
This is so strange.
But
Bob.
But I do put on hiking boots and I step on her head when I bang her.
Teacup punch.
No, I'm kidding.
He did too.
What happened? Johnny, you didn't see that coming.
This is so awkward because it's going to seem like I'm BSing you. T saw head stepping in a porn.
It's not a porn.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
Yeah. I was back.
Is it a thing, head stepping?
I just decided, it's like, you know, I'm going to try this out because it's like try out. Every now and then, try out to see on the porn. And
sure.
So I reached my leg around.
Did you have your.
Stood on her face.
Okay. Was she like, get your mandals off me? Were you wearing your Were you wearing your Tevas?
No. I wear socks, though.
All right.
So I put my head, and she just, what the hell are you doing? She turned, she punched
me. But who actually steps on another person's face? Like, we're joking.
Well, this is the back of the head. It wasn't the face.
But we don't step on people's heads.
I mean,
we don't curb stop the mother of your ridiculous kid.
There's
before the kid was born, though, too.
Well, Johnny, I mean, in his defense, I've seen that head stepper porn before.
And yeah, I've seen it too.
The guy would step on her head, and then actually, he was doggy style at the same time.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah, and the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, I think I need to go to Pilates and get more flexible because I can't do that.
That's
no, but like as far as relationship advice, man, I'm not. Yeah. I try to be funny and truthful at the same time, but you know, life's tough. It is, man. No matter what it is, life's tough. And, you know, I'm not saying something you don't know, but you got to just get by with some humor and try to do the right thing.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
I mean, that's it.
You make a great point about not talking about your girl and the anal and everything like that. Because Bob, A-hole Bob, the old, looks like he ate Eric Clapton.
Yes.
Yeah. Let you in.
Yes.
He used to bang his old girlfriend on Sunday mornings.
Okay.
He would give her anal. Like, to me, that's Saturday night. That's not Sunday morning. Like he would literally like spoon up and go, which is absolutely true. So he tells us this story about that.
Don't give her anal in the morning, Bobby. No deep sea drilling while she's sleeping, Bobby. Don't give her anal. That you enjoy the sight of me.
So I started asking him about this because I thought, how much do you hate a girl that you sodomize her in the morning, the cuddle time? Like, you know, the big spoon, little spoon.
I'm proud to look like Eric Clapton.
Yeah. You used to have sex with your ex and you would sodomize her on Sunday mornings.
Yes.
Was that your idea or her idea?
I think it was mine. as I recall.
Yeah, I recall right, and I just heard it.
Yeah, so I ask him as he gets married to another girl we know who's very wonderful, named Kelly, two wonderful children, and they get married, and I just, as a guy, we ride motorcycles together. Hey, man, is that still Sunday still on? And?
No, I do not with her on.
And so I said, why don't you give Kelly, why don't you get that anal?
Because I love her.
That's maybe the single most disturbing answer I've ever heard in my life.
Love my wife?
Wow. To him it
is. You know what? Get some love in your life. It helped me. So.
The fact that you genuinely, you have two different ones. You're like, this one, I bang in the ass. This one is a queen.
Yes, I think that's normal.
So you wouldn't enjoy anal? So you only did it because it was angry. And because you somehow were holding a great deal of resentment towards the other one.
Anger. It was more the challenge of it all. Like,
I don't think there's much challenge. You did it more than once, and you did it on the same day.
No, it was challenging. She didn't want it. So, it was challenging, for sure. Morning, like about 8:30 in the morning, any guy out there who's done that same thing at that time, tell me that's not a challenge.
I don't even attempt it.
Yeah. Well, did you use any lube?
Nope.
Yeah, she doesn't deserve it.
Exactly.
Maybe put some sawdust on the tip of your helmet.
Once again, you know, I wasn't. It was about the challenge, not the sex.
A little weightlifter's chalk because you care about her.
Yeah. Some pop rocks.
It's about climbing Mount Everest, not taking a helicopter to the top.
You?
Yeah. So where is she today?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you do. Where is she?
Springfield.
You don't forget a woman like that. There's always one woman who gives the best, mouth hugs, and never forget her.
You're a guest. Stop looking into my soul.
I'm not looking in your soul. I'm not, man. Too funny.
Oh, did you ever get your wife a wedding ring?
Not yet.
Damn it.
Dude, 10 years. So this crazy bastard, first of all, he's a 3-time loser. Let me tell you, we started the marriage. The first two marriages didn't work out. Mm. So then he marries Kelly, who is a wonderful girl, really smart, really beautiful. All of us like her a great deal. But two things. On their wedding day, because you're a big NASCAR fan, what did you give Kelly as a wedding gift?
Kelly is my third wife, and so I thought it would be funny to give her a Dale Earnhardt #3 hat. Which I thought was funny, but I can tell you that did not go over well.
Oh, my God.
So that was, yeah. So I miscalculated on that one, but I gave her a #3 hat.
Yeah.
But I also gave her an oil painting of a monkey in a wedding dress.
Oh, wow. And did you give her a lifetime supply of beef jerky, you failure? Oh, my God. You wonder why you're.
The oil painting is still up in the bedroom.
So. Yeah, well, you would have been getting anal every day of the week if you did it right, if you ask me.
Yeah. The pool boy is.
She's getting older, too, so I bet her hole's loose. And I bet when she pushes out farts, it sounds like this.
No, this is the thing. She's like 15 years younger and beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you love most about her? Be honest.
Just her personal. She's fun to hang out with.
Really?
So
is this a Match.com commercial? Be honest.
No, here's the deal.
There we go.
She's one of those girls that when you're completely done having sex, you don't want her to leave. That was the difference. That's why I married her.
That's great.
My God. Did you used to kick the other one in the back when you were done?
No, I would say there was an emergency at the station.
The thing is, I've known Bob for 17 years now.
Yes.
And I know when he's BSing and when he's not, he's not. Like, I know him. So he has sex with his wife. One day he tells me, I go, how often do you have sex?
Yeah.
And he goes, every day. And I go, every day? I go, I don't want to have sex every day. And he goes, yeah. No. But he sounds like Eeyore, as you can tell. No, John, I have sex every day. And I go, so does she have an orgasm? And he goes, I didn't tell her she couldn't.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
I can't have it every day. I think I'm a little too moody. Where like I'm just you can't do it certain days.
Well, not with the same girl.
I'm always in that mood.
Yeah.
Yes, you're older than this man, hair boy.
Yeah, how old are you, sir?
I am 54.
Yeah, see, I'm 39, but I'm getting old too. My scrotum is like the size of a hotel hairdryer bag. It's huge now. If any ladies want to know what it's like to smell my balls, just put a Crown Royale bag and put it over your face.
Oh, good God.
How you doing? You holding up? How's your sex life at 54?
Doing great.
Really?
What do you look like naked? Because I've seen your haircut. What do you look like naked?
He doesn't manscape.
Awful. Yeah.
You don't manscape?
No.
So you have pubes growing since the 80s?
70s.
Bob, when did you grow a beard?
In like 10th grade.
When did you get that hairstyle?
Probably like in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm confused. How do you get your mom out of the grave to cut your hair? How does this work?
It's
I brought in a picture of the Eric Clapton album cover and said, make me look this good.
Yeah,
I like him.
I want to look like a fat Kenny Loggins.
You know what? That's fine, too. So.
You, Bob, the first day we ever did a motorcycle trip, Moose and he and I met in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I was coming from Sturgis. He came from Kansas City. I got two hotel rooms in Cheyenne that connected, and I barely knew this bastard.
Mm.
I see it's like the Sasquatch film when he walks across
this
creek.
Big dude.
He's wearing whitey tighties and black socks, and his pubes are coming over the front of his underwear. He is literally from his, if he doesn't shave his neck, his hair would start underneath his nose and go to his toes. And when I tell you it's solid, it is one giant sauce crotch.
It's genetic. I'm half Canadian, so I'm predisposed to survive in the tundra. So.
No. 6'5".
Do you have any children?
I do not. I have two stepdaughters, but I do not have any children myself.
Do you feel like they're your own or not really?
Yes, they definitely feel like they're my own. So
that's cool. That's nice.
Oh, well, I've been,
paying for them since they were little kids. So, you know,
yeah.
I guess you bought them on time and all.
Right. No, but we got together when we were when they were very young, 2 and 5. So yeah, those are definitely my girls.
Oh, that's great, man. That's cool.
Did you pull the punch the first time? Because we talked about this. At one point, they would turn on you and say, "You're not my real dad."
You know what? I've never got that, but I thought I would. So I always have the answer in my head, but I've never got to use it. Because the answer is, I'll whip your real ass.
Yeah.
You know, but... But no, I've never got that. So
I still tried to talk him into going preemptive, and before they ever get to that point, the first time they act up, you say, "You're not my real kid."
End of story.
Yeah.
Come play catch with me. It's like, no, here's a wall and a ball. Bounce it off the wall. I'm not your dad.
I stuck a Polaroid of your dad up on the wall. Oh, I'm sorry. There already is a picture on the wall of your dad. Well, too much.
I have no comment.
All right, stay right there. Thank you. As you can tell, this is a delicate subject, Colin.
I have so many different characters. I love it.
Well, this is life, and that's the thing we're talking about is you are in the middle of truth. Like, this is who everybody is. Nikki's a damaged her cousin figured her when she was 5 years old, and she hates her father.
Is that in your Instagram bio?
Yeah. No, That's, I mean, when I tell you, I've never met anybody who actually hated their father unless they'd done something terrible, like killed a mother or molested him.
Yes.
She just dislikes him on his personality completely. And well, when I say this, when he dies, all joking aside, how will you feel?
Elated and relieved for others in his orbit.
Yeah.
You know, we all got issues, so whatever it is you're going through, hopefully.
Why, Doug?
It means more love for later for other people.
I kept thinking.
You know, we all got stuff, so. Everyone's got their own stuff, so whatever
I'm good
it is.
With it. I'm great with it because you were curious. Johnny was curious. And so I told you off the air, I go, I'm going to give you three things.
Mm.
No, we're not going to talk about it on the air, just well, maybe legally.
But none of them involved anything.
That you would think.
Yeah, I mean, your usual, but no bad touching, yeah. No physical abuse, nothing like that. Just it was all truly emotional stuff.
Okay, I go, bam, bam, bam. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's next.
Yeah, it's amazing, though, but that's what we're talking about. Like, that with Bob is very real. I mean, Nikki rode a bicycle, I think, to get her job in radio. And then so Mike Kennedy, her husband, got me in. He's a Hall of Famer, now retired program director, Country Music Hall of Fame. And he hired me to do this business as a promotions kid 27 years ago. And you were how old when
I was coming from another station that I was at, the other, like, from 61 and KY, 3 years. And I went in at 20. I was yet to be 21, so I had my fake ID. I was 2 months outside of that.
And you moved in with Mike how long?
About a month and a half. We started dating a month and a half later,
3 months. From application to fornication. Like, how long before you banged him?
About a month.
I find that fascinating. He's a badass. And he's a really good-looking old guy, too.
So.
And here's another interesting thing. His daughter is married to, are you a country fan at all?
No.
Neither am I. But they were just, the ACM's such a huge deal. Dan and Shay are a huge duo right now.
Okay.
She's married to Dan of Dan and Shay.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, she's his beard. It's amazing.
proud mom, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's the weird part. Those kids are closer in my age. So to call me a stepmom's like,
How much older is Mike?
Mike's 16 years older than me.
Okay.
And then Abby's 13 years difference.
How old are you?
I am 43.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
You take care of yourself. You get your hair done.
She's married. Stop this.
No, I wasn't. No, she looks good.
I know you.
No. I'm just giving her a nice compliment.
I know you're nice of you.
Ladies need compliments. I think you ladies need to give us more compliments, to be honest. We were always saying you look beautiful, you know, bring us flowers, pay for the date. You got to do other stuff for us, too. I'm just saying. I really think you should, ladies. I don't have a joke. I'm waiting
for the rest of it. I'm like, here it comes.
No,
I'm like,
it's I'm coming.
I'm like flowers, spit on it, scream at me, squint at me, call me a bastard, yell at me.
No, I mean, ladies want equality. You know, I don't believe in gender equality until we can have multiple orgasms, us guys.
You know that's absolutely true.
And I think you ladies have multiple. Why do you think you ladies have multiple orgasms for each one of your personalities, you psychos? I think, honestly, though, the closest I've ever come to having a multiple orgasm, I actually, I don't know what I can say, I...
masturbate.
Yeah.
And then what happens at the end?
Yeah, you ejaculate.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep it medical.
By the way, we got some kind of
crazy perverse charades going on over here. You guys can't see.
Dude, you know what it is?
He literally jerked off with his hand, and then he threw it at me.
I did.
And I was like, ejaculate?
To be honest, Johnny, I haven't done radio in a while, so I forgot what the rules were.
He's being safe.
Well, they're different for everybody, but that's what happened. But I wish you guys could see the charade.
I know. I look at you, and I do a little gesture.
Yeah.
But like I said, I've had multiple orgasms one time. I ejaculated, mm-hmm. and as soon as I ejaculated, the mm-hmm. girl actually got a phone call, and her grandfather died, and she had to leave immediately, and it was a phenomenal feeling. I basically, yep.
This is so horrible.
So it was amazing. And I got to say this too. You ladies, I mean, you ladies have Ubers now. It's amazing. Remember back in the day when you used to sit out in the cold?
Walk of shame.
You know, you got semen in your bangs. You got, you know, just sitting there waiting. Depending how nice the Uber is, it tells a lot how much you care about the girl, right?
Right.
Seriously.
That's right. Do you Uber black or Uber like share?
Yeah, yeah. Put an Uber share with four other girls. They all got bedhead. Yeah. Four in the morning.
Smells like a swimming pool.
Yeah. I'm third. Yeah. I'm going. I'm Overland Park. Just four in the morning. They're all they're matching each. They all got semen stains on their sweaters.
Oh.
You know?
It's terribly funny because it's true. Now,
how about the girls who order themselves their own Uber? How about that?
Genius. Yeah. Genius.
That's a woman right there. You want equality.
Listen, hold on, because they're going to throw you in a second because Troy wants to take you somewhere and buy you drugs.
Okay.
But hold on, let's talk to Josh and Michael. Josh.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny Dare, tell me I'm going to see Colin.
Absolutely. You have a question for him quickly.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I've been married a couple years, and I'm wanting to know about getting a threesome, man. What do you, I need to know something about that. What do you think? How should I introduce it?
Probably not on air to thousands of people without talking to your wife. Take care, buddy. It's never going to happen.
Yes, there right. All right. All right, Michael, what's going on? What's your question?
Hey, my lady will not listen to me. She says she forgets when I tell her important stuff. It's been going on for like 5 years now.
Okay.
Is there any way I can get her to listen?
Is this like you trying to be funny, or does she have a learning disability or anything? You're not telling us?
No, she does have, she might, but...
She might. All right. Well, you got to make sure she's okay. Because if she's a little slow, you got to go slow with her. But if she's legit dumb, I mean, you know what you need to do.
What's that?
You need to murder her.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Man.
Take care. Have a good weekend. Next question.
Listen, there are many ways to get tickets. This is one of them. And
one more, Johnny.
Let me run him through then, okay? Because Jake's have to pre-qualify them all. Let everybody know.
It's a Johnny Dare show. He's got a pre. I love it.
Well, they got Jake in there. Well, because earlier, I don't know if you heard it during the Adult Toy Price is Right when the girl screamed "Hey, Def" on the air, and I was like, "Hey." Yeah. Hey, as a $250,000 winner myself from the FCC, and when they're handing out the big fines, when you scream "hate F," it's a problem on the air.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So a lot of times we have to.
No worries. No, all good. No worries.
Comedy Club of Kansas City, 103rd and State Line. Do not forget Colin Kane, ColinKane. Find him on Instagram. Find him on Facebook, and also find his website, ColinKane.com. It's all there. Everything that you need to know. This is a fantastic show. He's doing two shows tonight?
One show tonight, two tomorrow, two Saturday. It's a new club here in KC, so I'm excited. Yeah. Grateful to be here. I'm grateful to always come in and see you, man.
Comedy, it's great to see you. Are we going to hang in this weekend? You going to have time?
I'd really like to come by and see everything. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You see what a friend does? They all mock me because of my love of Disgraceland, duck and deer,
it's
and fish and koi
place.
And stuff. Well, they don't pretend now. Don't.
Have you been out there yet?
I have been.
Once.
I mean, it's...
It's actually really nice, and now that it's better weather.
It's private, mm-hmm. and there's land, and it's...
And
trailers. I'm out. All right, so he's got to go, because you got to do TV9. You got to do Channel TV9.
I believe so, yes.
All right, then. Listen, Colin Kane, ColinKane.com, ColinKane.com. Find him on Instagram. Friend him right now. Ladies, if you're really seriously disturbed and awful, make sure you direct message him as well. All right, have a great show tonight, my friend.
Thank you very much.
I'll see you this weekend.
Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.